Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, on this octave day of Saint Joseph, we today end the novena to Saint Joseph, patron of the Universal Church. And I'll tell you a story how Saint Joseph and his novena at one time helped one poor family. It happened in Chicago over 100 years ago. The family was called Carnes, the husband John, his wife Mary, and their little daughter named Nellie. Mr. Carnes was a blacksmith, but he was one day kicked by a horse, and he was sick for over 6 months, and was then not strong enough to work at his trade. So Mr. Carnes had to take whatever work he could do, which was next to nothing. One day when their daughter Nellie returned from school, she asked, "Mama, was Papa home to dinner?" And Mother said, "Yes, dear, and has no work yet. I don't know what we'll do, Nellie dear. Unless your Papa gets work, the rent will be due the 1st of January, and we have nothing to pay with. The landlord, I'm afraid, won't let us stay longer because he knows Papa has no work." "What did you have for dinner, Mama?" "Potatoes and salt, dear, and we thank God for that. But where we get the supper, I do not know." Then Nellie said that a sister in her school told her to pray to Saint Joseph, and she would ask Saint Joseph to find work to Father. And since it was only 10 days until Christmas, she would make a novena to Saint Joseph. Mother said yes and asked Nellie to get a blessed candle. They would begin the novena before Father would come home. Nellie got her little picture of Saint Joseph that the sisters had given her. She placed it on a little shelf in her bedroom next to a small statue of the Blessed Virgin, which she had won as prize in catechism. Then lighting the blessed candle, she and her mother knelt down and recited the litany of Saint Joseph and the prayer, "To thee, O blessed Saint Joseph." And at the conclusion, Nellie added, "O blessed Saint Joseph, who worked for Jesus and Mary that they might obtain food, intercede with our dear Lord for Papa, that he may get work to buy bread for us." While they were at their prayers, Mr. Carnes came quietly into the room and knelt down without being noticed. When they arose from their knees, they found him there, his head buried in his hands and crying. Nellie ran to him and told not to cry. They were making novena to Saint Joseph because sister had told her to pray to him whenever they were in need. And suddenly there was a knock at the door, and a grocer's man brought them a big meal, boiled ham, roasted goose, sugar, coffee, and bread. The family thanked Saint Joseph, and in thanks they recited Te Deum, which is the church official thanksgiving hymn. After supper, Mr. Carnes said, "Now that we can keep the hunger away for a while, I must still earn enough to pay the rent before New Year. I think I can earn 50 cents tomorrow by shoveling snow, and who knows what God may send the next day. No matter what trials he may send me, I still will trust him." Daily, Mr. Carnes went downtown looking for work, some days getting work for a few hours, other days none at all. Finally, it was the day before Christmas and the close of the novena to Saint Joseph. He had wandered everywhere looking for work. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he was at Marshall Fields, a huge department store in Chicago Center, and he stood for a moment watching the surging crowd passing by carrying Christmas presents. Then a carriage of prancing black horses stopped at the curb. The coachman jumped from the seat and, opening the door, assisted a beautiful girl from there. She turned and offered her hand to her mother, who was supported on the other side by the coachman. Mr. Carnes noticed that the lady walked with difficulty, like one suffering from rheumatism. He stood thinking the ways God had arranged things. Here was wealth without the power to enjoy it, while he, Mr. Carnes, had the power to enjoy it, but no wealth. The coachman passed Mr. Carnes quickly and rushed to a neighboring saloon. Then suddenly the alarm of fire sounded. There had once been a terrible fire in Chicago, and Marshall Fields had been burned to the ground. So in a twinkling of the fire, the fire engines came tearing down the street, everyone rushing to clear the way. The horses of the carriage nearby, they reared up and tried to dash forward, but quick as flash, Mr. Carnes grasped the animals by the bridle and quieted them. Just then a voice at his elbow said, "Thank you, sir, but where is my coachman? Has anything happened to him?" It was the young girl whom he had seen coming from the carriage. Lifting his hat like a gentleman, Mr. Carnes replied, "No, miss, but I saw him go into that saloon over there. If you can get someone to hold the horses, I will go and call him." But the girl answered, "So he has gone to drink again. Well, that shall be the last time. No, I do not want to call him. Can you drive horses, sir?" And Mr. Carnes said, "Yes, miss, I can." "Then will you be so kind as to drive us home to Prairie Avenue, and I shall see you rewarded." Just then her mother came out from the store, led by a gentleman who assisted her and the young lady into the carriage. Mounting the seat, Mr. Carnes drove the prancing team like a skilled coachman. When they arrived at Prairie Avenue, the ladies invited him into their house, which was huge and beautiful. They asked him to be their new coachman, since they could no longer rely upon the one they had, as he had taken to drink. At first, Mr. Carnes was so overpowered with joy that for a moment he could not answer. The ladies feared that he was going to refuse and said, "We have a nice cottage with 5 rooms in the rear of the yard. You can have that free for your family to live in, and $40 a month besides. I will pay you a month advance." "Oh, thank you, ladies," he said. "I will accept it at once. Only tell me what I have to do, and you will find a faithful servant in me." They told him his duties, what they were, and placed $40 in his hands, and also a gold coin with which to buy Christmas presents for his wife and daughter. So John Carnes rushed like an angel with wings to home to tell the good news. As he was passing one of the bookstores, he looked in and saw a beautiful picture of Saint Joseph with the child Jesus in his arms. Hastily stepping inside, he bought it, giving the gold coin for it. And then he went home and could scarcely get up the stairs fast enough, and shouted, "Mary, Nelly, I have found work. Let us thank God and Saint Joseph. See, here is your Christmas present, Saint Joseph himself, at the close of the novena." He could not answer the questions fast enough for his good wife and daughter. Laughing and crying, the joyful news was soon told. And Nelly said, "I knew Saint Joseph would bring it. Sister told us that Saint Joseph was the working man's friend." So children, the moral of this story: in all trials and troubles, no matter of what kind, have recourse to good Saint Joseph, and you will definitely obtain help and also strength to do always the will of God. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.